Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
Julie, have you ever created something that is perfect? Have you ever experienced a moment, a day, even an hour that you would consider perfect?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've had a sense of absolute, perfection is the name of it, but the sense of just being sort of at one with the world. I've certainly had that moment where I created something and I thought it was perfect, but that might have been an IKEA effect, a moment. You know, we've talked about this before, when you make something and you put a little bit more into it, the result, than it actually is. You don't look at the imperfections of it. And then there are people, monks, who actually weave in imperfections into whatever their rug they're working on, for instance, Tibetan monks.
Oh yes, they weave it in because the idea that the imperfection is important part of the form, right?
Yeah, you couldn't possibly create something that is perfection because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, this idea of perfection is interesting because I could see where if you were assembling something, you know, that kind of feels perfect. You know, you could say, well, I assembled it perfectly as the instructions indicated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, sometimes the instructions are flawed. Or are uncertain. And then at the end, it's hard to feel perfect about it. Likewise, certainly there's something perfect about being in that flow state where you're creating something and you just feel, almost at one with your universe. But then at the end of the day, if you've created something, you've written something, you've painted something, I mean, time and time again, you see examples of people who have worked tirelessly on something and it never seems to be perfect, you know? That story you're writing, that painting that sculpture that you're spending years on, like you're just edging a little bit closer and closer to this idea of perfection and it doesn't seem like you can ever quite get it. Like how do you ever get it to match up with the idea in your head? I mean, I run into this even when I'm just picking out an image to go along with our podcast episodes. Like sometimes I'll have just sort of an abstract idea of what the perfect illustration for this episode would be. And then I end up just wasting all this time, looking around at our image resources, trying to find something that is as powerful as what I want to use.
A good stark example of this kind of frustration of our expectation versus reality is to take a pen to paper and to try to draw a perfect circle, which is, of course, the topic that we're talking about today. Have you ever in your lifetime created a perfect circle, even though in your head it's there, you see it?
Yeah, this is a fascinating question, one that I did a short blog post about a few weeks ago, and I just continue to think about, because just in terms of drawing a circle, and if you have the means to do so, and you're not driving a car or something, you might even give this a shot. It's extremely difficult to draw a circle that even appears to have some level of perfection to it. Certainly there are, I've read about various art schools, past and present, there's a lot of emphasis on being able to draw a very good circle. And certainly anybody can put a soda can on the table on a piece of paper and trace around it and say, ha, I've created a perfect circle because I just traced one. But none of these instances have you actually created something that is a mathematically perfect circle.
No, because you can't really, right?
Right.
Because you are not a machine. And as we'll discuss later on, this idea of a perfect circle may only exist in the mathematical realm.
Yeah, even machines have not yet been able to create a perfect circle and may never be able to create a perfect circle. And that is just one of the sort of maddening, amazing things about this topic.
Yeah, so let's talk about circles real quick in terms of the etymology. That is, circle is from the Greek kerkos, meaning ring, from the ancient root ker, meaning to turn, and they are symbols of infinity. That's the other thing, a line that never ends. And
right.
So that is a deeply ingrained concept in us, and we think about this all the time, the circle of life, the circle of the seasons.
Serpent eating its own tail, which we did a whole episode on. The
Ouroboros.
The Ouroboros, yeah, the Jörgemander.
Now, Greek philosopher Empedocles devised a highly eccentric personal cosmology, and his god was a circle of which the center is everywhere and the circumference is nowhere, which is a really interesting thought experiment, and it plays into a lot of what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, this idea of circle is infinity, this idea of circle is God. I mean, certainly you look to Dante's Divine Comedy and various other cosmological models, and you see the heavens and one even the hells composed of circles. The circles are key to the organization of the universe, and in a sense they are. I mean, when you look, and we'll get more into the cosmic aspects later, but you look at orbits, you look at the basic structure of heavenly bodies, and you see spheres, you see circles. So you can understand. I mean, since our earliest days, we've been staring up into the sky, and we've seen this brilliant circle just beaming down on us, giving all the energy and light that we have in this world.
Yes, and to that point, the word zodiac comes from the Greek cyclo, circle, and zoon, animal. It means circle of animals. So again, here we see this pattern playing out, not in just what we perceive, but in language.
So we've mentioned already the idea of circles and the heavenly and the supernatural and God. And in this we get into the Platonic ideal, this idea that humans are but mere copies of God's perfection, right?
Yeah, we're talking about Greek philosopher Plato, who first observed that no one has ever seen a perfect circle, only imperfect approximations. And he concluded that since there are no perfect mathematical objects to be found in the world, the objects of mathematics, we're talking about perfect circles, triangles, and even numbers themselves, that must somehow exist. These things must somehow exist as eternal abstract entities beyond space and time in some otherworldly Platonic heaven called the world of forms or ideas.
Yeah, and you may recognize this from our recent episode on supernormal stimuli, where we end up waxing a bit about this. You know, again, the idea that there's quote-unquote perfect ideal versions of things, of objects, of realities that are just beyond us, perhaps in a philosophical sense, in some realm or dimension beyond our own.
But then it gets so squirrely because we're going to talk about the mathematical aspect of this, which really starts to get into the philosophical realm, and they all are sort of intertwined. But the idea basically here is that there really is no perfect circle. And you talk to someone like John Adam, who is a mathematics professor of Old Dominion University and the author of Mathematics and Nature, Modeling Patterns in the Natural World. And he says that no perfect circle can occur in nature since a perfect circle is a geometric idealization. So again, we're underscoring this. It's an idealization. It is an illusion of perfection.
Now, at this point in the podcast, I know a number of you are probably thinking, well, what about this? What about that? What in mm-hmm. various examples in the natural world are coming to mind? So we're just going to roll through some of them and discuss, almost playing the game show, perfect circle or not a perfect circle.
All right.
Spoiler, you don't vote for perfect circle on any of these because you'll lose.
You will.
Probably. There's one case where it's a little iffy, but still.
It gets a little close.
Yeah, a little close. And that's the thing. We some of these examples are very close. I guess let's start with the planets, okay? We live on a planet. We know from looking at our charts that there are all these other planets, these spherical planets that make up our solar system.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the sun is a sphere. So let's look around our own solar neighborhood. Are these perfect circles? Well, all right, take a planet, for instance. A planet is basically a sphere. It's round. And this is because the even distribution of gravitational forces draws matter into the spherical shape.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have this centrifugal force of rotation that causes the spheres to bulge out at the equator. According to Clark Planetarium Director Seth Jarvis, we're talking a barely noticeable 0.3% bulge at Earth's equator. But you go to somewhere like Saturn, and there you'll see a hefty 10% bulge. So, again, to the naked eye, and certainly on various illustrations that we have of mm-hmm. these worlds, you might not even pick up on it. But since this sphere is spinning around, there is this bulge around the equator.
Yeah, you have the interplay, for example, the Earth and its moon, and that is going to inform the way that Earth is actually shaped, right, because of that gravitational pull. And Saturn's rings, those look perfectly circular when you mm-hmm. look at them, right? I mean, it looks like seriously, it looks like, wow, it could not be a perfect circle. It looks to the naked eye as though it is, but parts of the ring are bent by the pull of gravity from its other moons. So you see this at play. And then there's that burning orb in the sky, which appears to be a perfect circle.
Yeah. And again, we've looked at that we've worshipped the sun as this perfect disk, right? But even our sun, which does boast incredible mathematical roundness. I mean, when you take everything into account, it comes kind of close, but you're still going to see a bulge of about 10 kilometers at its equator, which is very minuscule given the enormous size of our solar system's central star. But still, there's a bulge there, so it falls short of perfection.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use this directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Now, the next one should instill some pride in leprechauns with pots of gold. We're talking about rainbows, the arc of a rainbow, which, according to Adam, is the second closest thing to a perfect circle in nature. And of course, a rainbow is actually a circle. So you're able to see that if you're up above in the clouds and you're looking down. But because we're on the horizon, we just see that arc.
Yes. Now you're probably wondering, well, what does he think is the closest thing we have in nature to a perfect circle? John Adams says the closest thing, ripples in the water. Okay. You know, you drop a pebble into a pond, a still pond, and then you watch those ripples, reverberate out from the center. He says that's close. Still not perfect though.
Yeah. And he said that it doesn't even matter what, if the object itself is round, it could be square, you could be skipping stones, and it could be all sorts of, herky jerky in terms of its formations. Eventually, he says that those outward spirals will become a kind of perfect circle.
And one important thing to keep in mind here too, that ties in directly to the idea of drawing a perfect circle or tracing a perfect circle, is that the closer you look at something, it may look like it has some level of perfection from an outside view. But if you zoom in, then does that line maintain its perfection? Is there a maintained perfect boundary? And just imagine a pencil that's drawn a circle, and you zoom in. What are you going to see when you get closer and closer? You're going to see tiny little bits of the pencil core.
Yeah, there's a changeability factor here, but I think that's what's so interesting again about this kind of ripple effect, because it's sort of a Zen meditation that you see the morphing, you see the circle, you know, coming out of this situation, coming out of nothingness. And there's something really deeply rooted within humans to recognize this.
Now, speaking of things within us, how about eyes? I mean, we're always looking in the mirror. We're looking to the eyes of other people. We're seeing those round pupils. Perfect circle or not a perfect circle?
All right. Yeah. I'm staring at your eyeball right now, and it couldn't look more like a perfect circle. The iris itself and the pupil, of course, it's not, but it's so pervasive in mammals, right? You see this in mammals that are diurnal. In other words, active during the daytime, and they are shaped that way, those pupils, to let in the optimal amount of light. Of course, you start to diverge from this idea of these perfectly round pupils when you look at other animals. In fact, there are some that are really cool with pupils that look like keyholes or hearts. I mean, they're not actual hearts, but they kind of look like hearts to us. They're rainbows, though.
Yeah, I really enjoyed looking at these various images of animal eyes. I mean, particularly like the goat eye and the squid eye are two of my favorites.
Yeah.
I love a goat's eye.
I like the lobster eye, too.
Yes.
Because it's just out there.
Now, if you go even smaller, you go down to the micro level, we do see near-perfect roundness of the electron particle. But the interesting thing here is that the imperfection of that electron particle actually factors into some of our best theories regarding the physical nature of the universe. So, simply put, without getting, you know, getting into general relativity, improved measuring techniques prove electrons to be too perfectly round, then we're forced to cast out some of our theories proposing particles beyond those accounted for in the standard model. So it's almost brings us back to that idea of monks putting imperfection into the tapestry. There's a certain mm-hmm. amount of imperfection that's present in our understanding of the universe. And if we were to determine that electrons are more perfect than we currently think, it's going to start unraveling some of that tapestry we've constructed.
Yeah, it kind of opens up a whole can of worms when it comes to some of the theories. But the reason why they are using that electron is because that imperfection is so very tiny. We are talking 0.26 zeros, 1 centimeters off from being perfectly round. And put in another way, if the electron was magnified to the size of the solar system, it would deviate from immaculate rotundity. I love that. By a magnitude equivalent to a human hair.
Wow. All right. Well, let's head back out to the macro view of the universe for one final example here. And that is the black hole.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there are many scientists that predict that the event horizon of a black hole, again, the event horizon, if you don't remember, is that point at which light cannot escape, theoretically, from mm-hmm. the black hole.
Right, because the gravitational force,
right.
or the sucking, is so powerful.
Exactly.
That it's just sucking all of that in.
The same thing has been said about the film Event Horizon, which I enjoyed when it came out. I have nothing against it. Fun flick.
But this makes it difficult to measure
right.
any sort of data around an event horizon or around a black hole.
Yeah. Scientists argue that this event horizon could constitute a perfect circle or sphere, but we've yet to prove that out. And not everyone is convinced we'd find perfection there either. In fact, according to Stephen Hawking, as summarized by Daily Galaxy, quantum effects around the black hole may cause space-time to fluctuate too widely for a sharp boundary surface to exist. So, especially with something like a black hole, you're getting into this weird idea. You're trying to find this ideal circle mm-hmm. in a thing that is existing in a curious state of space and time. Can we find it there? Maybe not.
Well, it also puts an asterisk to this idea that a perfect circle doesn't exist in nature, because in this mathematical model, it has to, right?
Could, but again, but then you get into the discussion of is a circle something from a mathematical understanding? Does it exist for an extended period of time? Does it exist in time and space? You really get into the deep end of trying to apply this mathematical model of perfection to a universe that seems to have a lot of mathematical imperfection in it.
All right, let's put that back on the shelf for a second and just let it sort of reconstitute itself. And go back to John Adam, who was writing in a National Geographic article about this idea of circles and saying that one of the reasons why they are so prevalent in nature is because things form circularly, because it's really the most efficient way to maximize or even minimize specific processes under certain constraints. And in mathematics, he said, a circle allows for the greatest area for any given perimeter and the least perimeter for any given area compared to other polygons.
Yeah, I mean, it comes back to the gravity example. As mass is drawn in to a point of gravitational attraction,
mm-hmm.
it's going to form a sphere. It's going to form a circle because that's the most democratic form of particle assimilation.
And the most efficient form.
Right.
Right. So even if you're looking at, say, a sunflower,
mm-hmm.
and you're looking at the middle of it, which appears to be a perfect circle, and then you peer in a little bit more, you see thousands of more little perfect circles comprising that surface area, because this is the most efficient way for it to store its energy and to try to live as an organism.
Yeah. It's also the easiest, I'm just thinking, it's probably the easiest form to get people to form into, you know? You think of children in an elementary school environment, mm-hmm. and the teacher says, all right, everyone form a circle, or even a semicircle. That's going to be far more an efficient exercise than, okay, let's form a square, let's form a triangle, you know, because it's just easier to picture that form in our mind and then adhere to it.
Well, and there's this idea that maybe there's a sort of, again, deeply rooted sense, at least in humans, that you would congregate in that way. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about the study from 2009, the Max Planck Institute, in which they took volunteers and they asked them to walk from point A to point B, but this was in the dark. There were no navigational cues. And what they found is that people over and over again walked in circles. So, you know, without these sort of cues around us, that's what we do. That's that trope. You're walking in circles, right? You don't have enough data.
And what metaphorically poignant, because you end up returning to the place from which you left. So,
right. And then even to go back to that sunflower example, if you were to cut the stem of that and look at it on a cellular level, you would see again that these materials are congregating in circular fashions, or what look to be circular fashions. They're not perfect circles, but again, it's the most efficient way to transfer energy in this organism.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, more on circles, not only natural circles, but man-made circles, man-made spheres. How close do those come to perfection?
Dun, dun, dun.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we are back. I'm going to throw this little stat out there. 0.3 millionths of an inch from perfection. What man-made object has come so very close to a perfect circle?
The Pepsi logo.
Meh.
Target logo.
Meh.
God, I'm drawing a blank then.
NASA's Quartz Gyroscopic Rotor.
Yes, these were built for NASA's Gravity Probe B spacecraft, and these quartz gyros do, in fact, stand as the most perfect man-made spheres ever created, landing less than, again, 10 millionths of an inch from perfection, which we created not just to show off how amazing we were, but because they were necessary for the inner workings of this particular gravity probe.
Yeah, because this gravity probe was actually testing the theory of general relativity.
Yes.
Shows up again. So they needed, again, something that was as precise as it possibly could be. Because being off by anything larger than 1/100 billionth of a degree every hour would ruin the experiment.
Yeah. So it's crazy. Even when an organization like NASA throws its its best scientific minds at the problem of creating a perfect circle or a perfect sphere, can't quite reach perfection on it.
No, but the Stanford team that worked on the spheres says only neutron stars are more spherical than what they created. So there's a little boasting there.
So they're saying, well, the universe can do a little better, but just barely.
So yeah, they're saying those neutron stars, they're show-offy and all with their collapsing-ness becoming a tighter and tighter ball of spherical energy.
All right, well, let's turn then back to the world of mathematics, because that is the only place that we're actually finding this perfect circle, and let's discuss exactly what it is, okay? A circle is, of course, the set of points in a plane that are equidistant from a given point. So if for a circle to be perfect, you need all of those points in the circle's circumference to match up exactly. And for all those points to match up exactly, you'd need this precision to remain constant no matter how closely you looked. The particles, the cells, the atoms. And are these points stationary or are they in motion? As so you can see where the search really becomes maddening, because you apply everything we just said to that that circle that you traced around a soda can. You apply it to the sun. You apply it to the electron particle. You apply it to the human eye, any of these things. Then, yeah, if you look closely enough, are you going to see flux? Are you going to see disruption in that never-ending line?
Yeah, it's a problem because in the real world, there's no such thing as a mathematical point.
Right.
There's no such thing as a perfect line or a perfectly parallel line.
Yeah, like an infinitely thin line that only exists in mathematics.
Right, which is really helpful in mathematics. It's helpful in the realm in which you are trying to work out problems of the universe and work out theories, or rather, you know, in this case, hypotheses. So, that's, again, this kind of weird area where you're saying, well, what is math then? Is it real? Can it really quantify the universe, or is it just this abstract notion?
Well, I guess you could argue that we've gone into the whole issue of mathematics, human creation or human discovery, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the blueprint of the universe or a blueprint we've created to make sense of the universe? Is it underlying or something we've made to overlie? So you could say that uncovering the language of the universe,
yes,
in the form of mathematics, we were able to see where you could have a more perfect universe, mathematically speaking, based on the language that's present.
So the language gets us closer to something that is unknowable inherently.
Yeah, or you could say that the language hints at a perfect model beyond our own, this realm of forms, right?
Plato.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your Platonic ideal. So is pi, then, this Platonic ideal, is pi a kind of god, an unknowable god only existing in this realm?
Ooh, yeah, a lot of people would probably really be behind that idea. Yeah, a lot of pi fans out there.
But you know what?
What?
It all comes down to this circle of learning, right? And actually, the word encyclopedia literally means the circle of learning.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yes. It was meant to indicate a well-rounded education.
Huh. But can you ever have a perfectly round education, right?
Never. There's always going to be a bulge in your education.
Yeah, it's just such a fascinating area of discussion and contemplation, because, another example that I was coming back to, I posted something on our Facebook page, which has quite a following these days. Yeah, it's such a fascinating area of study and contemplation. Every now and then I'll see someone talk about the idea of there being a creator in the universe. You know, is there a God? And I've seen people draw the example to say, well, I see perfection in the world around me, and so I know that there is a God.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't want to take anything away from that rationale, because it brings us back to that idea of the monk with the tapestry, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the imperfections in it. We just get into linguistic problems when we talk about a perfect model of anything. Because think of a novel. Like, a perfect novel is not, I mean, there's a certain form, you could say, that is perfect in a novel, but even that's subjective. But you don't want perfect characters within your novel. You want flawed characters that give the narrative life. So it's really hard to nail down, is this universe perfect? Well, it's maybe not mathematically perfect, but you could argue that it is perfect in sort of a I'm an all-powerful entity. I'm going to make a terrarium in which salamanders fight each other for my amusement kind of a way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it all boils down to the individual level, though, when you're talking about perfection and subjectivity. So I think that's why the realm of mathematics is so great when it comes to this idea of perfection, because it's an agreed upon set of numbers
right.
and processes that you can come to. And I guess you could still filter it at the individual level. However, there's a sort of rhyme and reason to it that is seems more logical than just the individual experience.
Anyway, so there you go. A crash course in perfection, in the idea of a perfect circle, and in the very strong idea that there is no such thing, at least in this universe, outside of the world of mathematics.
Yeah, I mean, is pi the culprit of our angst that we all feel?
Yeah.
Can we pin it on pi? I don't think we should. It's a great concept. It's great.
And it's a good dessert. Also round, but not perfectly round.
No.
Yeah.
It's never going to be perfectly round, but you can still enjoy it.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. All right. You want to get in touch with us? You want to share your thoughts on perfection in our universe, in our lives, in our circles? Do you have a candidate that you think nails it for perfect circles? Is something we've missed here? Bring it up. We'll discuss it on a future listener mail segment. In the meantime, do check us out at stufftoblowyourmind.com. That's where you will find all of our podcast episodes, all of our videos, all of our blog articles. You will find links out to our various social media accounts there, including the Facebook account that I mentioned earlier. There's Stuff to Blow Your Mind on there. You can just search us up and follow us. And check out YouTube, where we are Mind Stuff Show. You'll find all of our various fun little video projects, including Julie's new Information Elevator series, which is just wonderfully delightful. Do check that out. And is there another way that they can get in touch with us? Maybe a more perfect way to get in touch with us?
A more perfect way? There's perhaps even a circular way of packets of information being delivered to us via email. So you can send your thoughts to us at blowthemind@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.